Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, guys? And you're about to hear a new episode by the Anime Boys podcast. I just wanted to come on here and say before the episode gets started, thank you. Thank you to everybody that's listened. Thank you to everybody that's reached out to me. I have been using this podcast now for the past couple episodes as just able to talk, you know, maybe it's like a little bit of a therapy session about depression, trying to get out of, you know, these creative ruts that I've been. There is a topic that I touch on in this episode coming up, a quote from the anime that I talk about, Chainsaw Man. You know, we have a character that's, you know, he has a new life now. He's like, this is what I've been chasing. But when he was in his lowest, he always wished for that life. And he's like, should I have felt bad? Should I feel bad for wanting more when I have this amazing life? And I pondered on that, and I get more in depth with it in the episode. But, you know, me going through all these little depression, all these little, you know, creative ruts, and, you know, trying to build connections with the people I had connections with the people when I was going through that. There's people that are coming to me trying to help me out, but I felt like I've pushed them away because now I'm on this track of trying to do better, you know, and still trying to build connections with new people and, you know, old people coming in. But it's like, should you feel bad when you have a certain life but you want more? But when you look at it and you're like, I am already happy within this life that I have. That is something that I pondered on. It was a great quote, a great little thing I pulled from it. You'll hear me more talk about it more in just a second. What is going on, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Anime Boys podcast. I really want to start off this episode by saying thank you to everybody that has been listening to the episodes that we've been putting out recently. It really does mean the world to myself. It's been a lot of fun to be able to create again. And I know if you go back, we're at 100 plus. I think we're almost at 100. We have to be at 100 plus now. We're at like 100 and plus episodes now. If you go back, starting from the 2017 episodes, listen all the way through, and you can hear the ups and the downs of my excitement of creating, my depression of even depression in creating. You know, you see the struggles with it. But I do want to say thank you if you guys have been listening again and kind of keeping up with these past two episodes, and, you know, I'm hopefully to get more out, because this is just fun. This is so much fun to me, coming on here and just talking. And I know I kind of talked about that in one of the previous episodes that I did. I also do apologize for the quick. I am a little under the weather, but yeah. In the one of the past episodes that I put out, you know, I got really emotional, really kind of opened up about some of the things that I feel like I struggle with. And, you know, I wish I had like an update where it's like, I'm fine, everything is great now. And I don't think that can ever be a point. And if anybody ever struggles with, you know, creator's block and, you know, just being depressed about certain things in your life and you're struggling with moving forward, you understand like it can get better, but do you ever feel 100%? I don't know what that feels like. I don't know if that's something that's obtainable, you know, but I am trying to work up to it every day. So I do say thank you to anybody that heard that, you know, me kind of opening up and just, you know, using this as an outlet, you know, for my creativity. And maybe this also could be a little bit of like a therapy for myself, you know, coming on here and talking about, the struggles, you know, and but also with the things that I love, you know, because I, you know, this is that this is that for me. And so I say thank you for everyone that's been listening. Thank you everyone that's reached out recently. You know, when I put out that episode where I did open up a lot, I did have a lot of people reach out saying, you know, they were concerned and they were just like, so good to see you. Good, so good to hear from you. Good to hear, see you're doing it again. And I think one thing that I am really trying to work at now is just getting those connections with people and really nurturing them and growing them and keeping them strong. Because I feel like, you know, I have issues with connections with people and, you know, being there for them, being, you know, just keeping, you know, that alive. I feel like that's something I struggle with. So I am really trying my hardest to hold on to those. And, you know, because, you know, when you get into those kind of low points of in certain places, I feel like you like, so you push everyone away because, you know, you're trying to work on yourself and you're trying to blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you're trying to do whatever you have to do because, you know, but you put yourself into these holes where it's like, and I feel like when I put myself into those holes, I strain myself with creativity, you know, because I thrive off other people's, you know, emotions, other people's stories, the connection between you and me and somebody else, like friends, family, everything. You know, I'll go periods of times without calling my parents. And because I put myself in this, like, I have to do better. When I do talk to them, I want to express, like, here's what I'm doing, here's what this is. And but, you know, you got to look at it from the other side. The other person just wants to hear from you. And I feel like I am growing and trying to figure out that connection with that. And it is a struggle every day. So I am trying to work on those connections. So thank you to anyone that's like reached out, you know. But I will also say the downside with me trying to do that, I have, you know, I still am working on, you know, I broke some connections, you know, with certain people, you know, while I was in this journey of, you know, trying to figure it out, this creativity, you know, there were people that were coming in trying to help me through it. And I still was pushing them away because I was like, I'm working on this. I need to do this. And in that time frame, those people were just trying to be there, but I pushed them away. And, you know, I think looking at it as a learning experience, there's a learning experience in that. And I feel like it's a growing opportunity, you know, for myself, for my life, and this fork that I'm in this weird life, you know, where I'm at in my life right now, just trying to figure that out. And I feel like it is going to suck because you do lose connections with people. But it is something I am working on, trying to build. I know I've used that word a lot, but trying to build that. And so it is a struggle, but it feels good right now. I feel good. You know, like I said, I'm still working on certain things, but to move forward. But this, the just getting on and talking has just been a really good therapy for myself. So I say thank you to anybody that's, you know, listening and, you know, keeping up and doing that. It really does mean the world. But let's get into some anime. I have going to do a quick overview of, you know, one of those animes I finally caught up on. I was slacking on it for years. I've talked about it. I wasn't slacking on it for years, but I slacked on it this year when it came out. I talked about it in previous episodes that, like, we were hyped for it on the podcast, but when, you know, when it finally came out, I missed it. I read a little bit of the chapters manga wise but I missed every single episode that came out when it was first airing, so I just binged it. And this anime that we're gonna be talking about is Chainsaw Man. Like, oh, it was because it was most anticipated anime, I feel like, for 2023 so far. And an overview of it is just a great story, great animation, great music design, great sound design. You know, Chainsaw Man, it has this overview of, you know, of a Shonen Jump anime. And Shonen Jump anime, you think of, like, My Hero, you think of Dragon Ball Z, you think of One Piece, you think of those Shonen Jump animes that have succeeded over the years, but they do follow a formula of, I'm the hero, you know, he has a code, he goes above and beyond, saves a day, blah, 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 blah. And Chainsaw Man kind of has that. You have, and in kind of even the newer Shonen Jump era of things, you have a quirky kid, you know, he's got weird powers, there's devils, there's this weird spiritual thing, you know, they have a villain, the villain is, you know, recruiting other villains. It does follow a little bit of the tropes, but in those tropes, Chainsaw Man has found its own way to stay above those, to kind of break that mold. You know, when I talk about just animation, music, all that, with those things, it's broken the mold. But you have the comedy in it. You have the easy storytelling. Because I feel like you have animes that have these complicated storylines. Again, I think Attack on Titan kind of goes into that, where you have this not a super complicated storyline, you know, if you're really into it. But if you're just an easygoing watcher, you've got to be able to pay attention. You've got to know backstories. You have to remember this, remember that. It does get a little in-depth with that, where it gets hard to follow. Chainsaw Man has a great story. It's invigorating. It makes you want to watch the next episode. It makes you want to be interested in these characters. But it's an easygoing story through it all. You know, and then when I say the tropes of it, being quirky kid, this, you know, you have Denji, who is one kid, shit out on his luck. His dad was into the Akuza, Japanese, you know, gang, you know, whatever, was super into debt with them, dies. They're still going to want to collect that debt. You have Denji, who's a kid. They're like, you have to pay the debt, kid. And in this world, you have devils and you have devil hunters. So devils can manifest themselves in this world where, like, you can have, you know, a lamp devil. You can have he's the mind devil. Like, every devil has its own kind of personality, and they manifest themselves in the world. But Denji finds himself with a devil who's a dog, Pochi. It's Pochita, but I cannot pronounce it right, so I'm calling him Pochi this whole thing. Yeah, Pochi is a chainsaw dog devil. They become partners, you know, because devils feed off human blood. So basically, at the time Pochi was dying, Denji let him drink his blood. You know, it became, you know, he survived, so they were connected. So Denji and Pochi team up, and Denji's like, well, I can pay my debt off becoming a devil hunter. So the Akuza's like, okay, cool, we have a devil hunter kid, and he's still trying to pay off this stupid amount of debt. And that is kind of the relationship, that until Yakuza goes against Denji and Pochi fuses himself with Denji when the Yakuza tries to kill him. So they pretty much kill Denji. Pochi's like, hey, you save me, I'm going to save you. And Denji, with this kid, shit out of his luck, his whole dream was just to make it out of this, like, you know, insanity of a life where it's just repeating, like, being poor, being hungry, wanting more. And Pochi's like, I want to see you succeed, so I'm going to, here's my heart. I want to see you get your dream. And I really, and I'll kind of get into myself a little bit with this. There's quotes from the show where, you know, Denji, it's like he's always wanting more. Like, he's in this shithole. He's in this terrible, terrible place, but he's wanting more. But Pochi, this devil, is just happy. And Denji ponders on this, and he's like, should I feel bad for this amazing life? It's a shit life. I have an amazing life, though. Should I feel bad for wanting more? And I thought about that so much. I was like, you know, through my struggles, through everything, I want more. Like, I was always wanting more. And even through my struggles, I had people around me that were still trying to be good to me. Am I supposed to feel bad for wanting more? Like, these people I have here, like, hey, we like you, you know, we're here for you, we're here for you. This could be a good life, like, you're doing this, you're doing that. But in my mind, I'm like, I want more. Do you feel bad for that? I pondered on that for a little bit. But, yeah, so like I said, it and with a little bit of more of the tropes, you know, Denji becomes an organization that realizes Denji this overpowered chainsaw, because when he fuses with Pochi, he gets a chainsaw head, he gets a chainsaw arms, he becomes a devil. He's pretty much immortal. He won't die now because he's fused with that. And then with the tropes with it, you know, you have an organization that finds out that he is a devil. They're like, well, let's, you know, we're going to take him in because we don't want him out in the world. But if he fucks up, we're going to kill him. And Denji's okay with this. He is just like this happy kid. He's like, I'm finally got a life now. I'm finally good. You know, I have a job. I have all these things. And he just goes along with it. And Denji's whole thing is like, I made it. This is it. You know, and he's a teenager. He wants to kiss girls. And there is that like kind of thing of this where he just wants to, you know, take the next step with women. And that whole thing, like a young kid would, you know, that's just how it is for, you know, young person's mind. You know, and it's just like you get this quirkiness with it. You get other, you know, when you bring in, and I feel like when you bring in other, like, because he starts to meet other characters in this, like, Devil Hunters organization. And, you know, when you start to, like, kind of have this ragtag team in animes, it's like they go over the top with it. They, you know, their personalities are written in a way where it's like every characteristic of everyone is just overdone. But when he gets this, like, group of them together and they're all devil hunting, all of their traits just mesh together so well, and it just makes a good story. You know, there's so many scenes where there's a scene where they're trapped with this one devil who can fuck with their minds, and it's like they're stuck in one room, but it's like they can't leave the room. Like they would leave the room and then they would open the door again and they're still in the same room, and they all kind of lose their minds in that. And there's just so many different personalities that come out there, but it's not over the top, and it's just good storytelling. But then you do get that big bad in this the first season, 12 episodes we got. You get the gun devil. So I was saying every devil has, you know, its, you know, attribute. And the gun devil is like the big bad in here. He's, you know, I love the symbolism of the gun devil. Though, like, it originated in America. We don't know where it came from, but terrorizing the world now. You have the gun devil. And what the gun devil can do is that he can take pieces of his body, and if another devil consumes it, he becomes stronger. So that's like the villains leading up to, you know, leading up to, like, you find out who the gun devil is like they're all consuming the gun devil, becoming stronger. Those are the villains Denji and the devil, you know, organization are fighting. So I really liked that symbolism within it, you know, the gun devil, America, you know, the gun, you know, issue, whatever. You know, and that, it just the way he's a mysterious villain, and it's like every villain that was kind of leading up to finding out who the big bad is, they're all just written really well. The gore is really, really well. It's not over, like, it is over the top. Actually, I was going to say it's not, but it is over the top. But that's what's good about it. It's like it's over the top, but I like it because the comedy, the storytelling all just comes together, and it just makes a great anime. You know, and then at the end of it, you find out that, and I knew this was going to come in some fashion, where Pochi, because you just thought he was a dog that had a chainsaw, and, you know, coincidence, they just met up. But then you start to find out all of these, like, villains in the gun devil, they're searching for Denji, because something, the chainsaw devil that's now in Denji, Pochi, is with something. They're looking for him. They're like, oh, the chainsaw devil, or, you know, we meet again. And Denji's like, I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know what happened. I'm just a kid that's enjoying life, and you're trying to take it away from me. So, like I said, there is just this easy overtone, easy to follow. And I really recommend Chainsaw Man to anybody. If you haven't, please start it. You know, we were hyping it up for about a year ago. I know the whole internet was hyping it up. I definitely recommend checking it out. If you are, you can be an easygoing anime lover, and if you love gore and all that, this is what you should be watching. So like I said, I definitely recommend it. Am I going to continue to read the manga? I might, but I think I like the way the anime is flowing, that it just makes it easy to watch, where it's, I might watch and then read. I don't know when season 2 is going to come out. So we got 12 episodes so far. I'm pretty sure they've already announced when season 2 is going to come out, so I'll probably talk about it in future episodes. But yeah, that is pretty much my review of Chainsaw Man. And like I said, I enjoy it. I love it. And I'm really trying to find more animes like that. And I know anime as a whole in the past year has probably not been there hasn't been so much for us to consume that's this easy. You know, you got your One Piece that I'm loving right now, you know, and I'll Attack on Titans out, it's exciting. But this was just a fresh breath air. A breath of fresh air. I don't know what I just said. But yeah, I just want to say thank you guys. You guys listened to all my rants in the beginning. I just want to say thank you to all of y'all for listening to that. And I'm hoping to have more reviews for y'all next time.